You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is glass? Well, glass, like everything around us, is made of chemicals. Most of the glass that we use is called soda-lime glass. While there are other types of glass, this is really what we use in jars, windows, beverage containers, cups, bakeware, and so forth. Soda-lime glass is mostly made up of the elements silicon, and that's spelled S-I-L-I-C-O-N, and oxygen. The scientific letters on a periodic table of elements would be Si for silicon and O for oxygen. When these two elements combine for the formation of glass, you have one silicon atom, which is combining with two oxygen atoms. So scientists would write that as SiO2 and call it silica. Glass has some pretty distinct characteristics. It's a solid, meaning that it's rigid. It's not a crystal, meaning that the atoms aren't arranged in a pattern. Glass is non-crystalline, so the atoms are random and not in a repeating pattern. Glass is very brittle, meaning that when a pressure is applied to it, the glass cracks or breaks. Another characteristic is that it's transparent, meaning that light can pass through it. Light can reflect or bounce off of glass and refract or bend or change direction when it passes through glass. So how is glass actually made or produced? The silica usually comes from using sand or sandstone. It's mixed with soda, called sodium bicarbonate or potash to lower the melting point of the sand, and lime or limestone to increase stability and strength of glass. Now, when this mixture is melted in a furnace so it becomes a liquid, depending upon the mixture or chemicals that are added, the temperature could be anywhere between 2,500 degrees and 3,500 degrees Fahrenheit. When that liquid cools, it's glass. So here's a fun activity you can try at home. Do you remember when I said that light passes through glass, a term called transparency? Well, get two drinking glasses that have a smooth surface. One should be small, like a shot glass, so it fits easily inside of the other larger one, like a juice glass. Place that smaller one inside of the larger one. Next, you'll need to get some vegetable oil and pour that inside of the small glass. You'll see it because the transparency of the oil-filled glass is different from the larger air-filled glass. Now keep pouring the oil so that the oil overflows the smaller one and spills over into the larger glass. And as that oil fills the larger glass so that it completely submerges the smaller glass, you'll see that the smaller one disappears. And that's because everything has the same level of transparency and refraction and no reflection. So we've just learned a little bit about the science of glass. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.